Good evening. This is Shabashachi Bhattacharya with regional news. The central government today announced the implementation of 4 new labour codes aimed to simplify and streamline the existing decades-old labour laws in the country. In a social media post, Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia said that the new labour codes will ensure better wages, safety, social security and welfare for the country's workforce. A Tejas fighter jet of the Indian Air Force has crashed in the Dubai Air Show in UAE today. According to the Indian Air Force, the incident has resulted in fatal injuries to the pilot. The incident occurred when the fighter jets were participating in the air show. Today is World Television Day. The day recognizes television as a vital medium in informing, educating, influencing public opinion, in fostering communication and global understanding. The day is observed globally on November 21 following the proclamation of the United Nations General Assembly through a resolution adopted in 1996. The day is observed under the aegis of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting and its public broadcasting network, Prasar Bharati. Activities and outreach programs by Doordarshan and All India Radio highlight television's enduring role in public service communication, dissemination of development messages and promotion of national integration. In Home Minister Amit Shah today announced that next year will be dedicated to the modernization of the Border Security Force, BSF, and the welfare of BSF personnel. Addressing the BSF's Diamond Jubilee Foundation Day ceremony at Bhuj in Gujarat, Mr. Shah stated that the Home Ministry has set a 5-year target to make the BSF the most modern and aggressive force in the world. He highlighted the BSF's crucial role in implementing the new concept of e-border security, a major government initiative. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnaik, attended the 11th convocation of Northeastern Regional Institute of Science and Technology and its campus at New Delhi today. He presented gold medals to the toppers of various engineering branches of NERIST. He also felicitated alumni achievers. The government congratulated all achievers and advised them to carry the knowledge, skills and values to reduce disparities, uplift communities and build technology that is inclusive and humane. He exhorted them to be proud contributors to Viksit Bharat with their innovation, integrity and hard work to help build an India that is strong, sustainable and globally admired. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today came down heavily against corruption, urging community-based organizations to lead a collective fight for transparency and accountability in the state's development journey. Addressing at the 14th General Conference of the Nishi Elite Society, NUS, the CM voiced serious concern over alleged large-scale irregularities in land compensation for the Lada-Surli stretch of the Frontier Highway in East Kameng District. He hailed the society's contributions to education, youth empowerment, cultural preservation and social reforms, describing NUS as a symbol of leadership and progressive thinking. He also expressed concern over rampant hill-cutting, especially in the Itanagar capital region, and urged for adoption of terrain-friendly construction practices. The CM also urged the NUS to support the government in improving quality of education and tackling the growing menace of drug abuse in the state. A coordination meeting cum briefing session for sector officers, nodal officers and other official team was held today at the conference hall of the DC's office, Tawang. The meeting was chaired by DC cum DEO peer Namgyal Angmo and attended by other officials including the SP. The DCA asserted that with the Panchayat elections 2025 process already in motion, all officers must execute their assigned responsibilities with utmost sincerity and diligence. She directed all sector officers to immediately visit their polling stations to assess basic requirements, identify gaps and report any issues to the DEO or RO. Rajiv Gandhi University and NE Organics and Arunachal Pradesh registered food startup today signed a pivotal memorandum of understanding MOU. This collaboration is designed to significantly promote research and development in organic and sustainable agriculture and ensure responsible utilization of the state's rich bio resources. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.